You're listening to Ali Clark on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Yes, were there fireworks about the fireworks? And what can you now expect for your New Year's Eve if you're one of these people that love to come into the CBD? Alex Hyde is an Adelaide City Councillor. He was there in the meetings last night. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've been going back and forth and hearing the debate on each side about whether or not there should be fireworks or not. We know that they were cancelled because of COVID, but the debate was happening almost even before that. So what can people expect this New Year's Eve?
So New Year's Eve at the end of this year will be a little bit different to what we've usually done. And that's in part due to COVID, but it's also the result of discussions that we've been having with businesses in the city for a while now. So we will be looking to decentralise the activations in the city. So instead of the big extravaganza with 60 to 80,000 people in Elder Park, we are going to be activating many different parts of the city, and that's so that we can support city businesses while at the same time making sure we don't have one big event, which obviously for COVID purposes, it could be considered unsafe. Mm-hmm. So we will be having midnight moments across the city, activating places like our squares and our main streets and supporting a lot of those businesses in other parts of the city. We will also be trialling for the first time a hybrid show. So we will be having a light show as well as fireworks. Our staff put together a plan and they didn't explicitly close off the option of having midnight fireworks, but they were going to explore that. So last night, a number of councillors said that they were uncomfortable with removing the midnight fireworks. So we reaffirmed our commitment to holding them in some form. Now, what that form will be in the end is not entirely clear now. We'll have to work through the options with SA Health and SAPOL around how that looks. But we will be having a 9:30 show with fireworks and a light show, and also be having midnight fireworks as we usually do.
And look, and I'm not in the fireworks business, but if you're talking about staging events and firing fireworks off around the city in different places, won't the cost, you know, any cost savings be pretty negligible? In fact, it might even cost more.
It could, and that's what our staff.
Well, can you afford that?
We definitely can afford it. We've got a lot to celebrate. One of them is that we're back to surplus at the City of Adelaide. So, but look, we've actually got a $30,000 credit from last year for the fireworks that didn't go ahead, but we've already paid for. So, so we've got a $30,000 credit. We are planning to spend about $40,000 on fireworks this year, and $25,000 on top of that is also the sponsorship that we get through having an event partner. So the light show component as well, I think, is about $30,000 that they've budgeted to trial that for the first time. And so as you can see, there is definitely enough money there to put on a decent show. And as usual, the large part of the cost of putting on New Year's Eve will be still in the event setup and management, and that will be now spread across the city to the benefit of a larger amount of businesses and activating more parts of the city for people to come in and enjoy. We really want to spread the love throughout the city and have sort of that party atmosphere as much as we can across the board.
We'll go to Anne Moran, Adelaide City Councillor. Now, Anne, correct me if I'm wrong, but previous conversations we've had with you, you were against the idea of the big fireworks, but it's going to be going ahead from the sounds of things, or at least some bastardised version of it.
Look, I'm not happy with it. I mean, we've spread ourselves so thin, and if Hyde wants to spend the $30,000 credit, let's make the children's one at 9:30 really spectacular, because after all, fireworks are really for children. I just don't think we can afford to have two. Why not put all our eggs in one basket? I think fireworks are getting a bit old hat now. We can do laser lights and lots of other pretty much more affordable and just as big a bang for your buck as fireworks. Lots of council events are moving away from it. We don't have Australia Day fireworks anymore. We have an event which is far more successful in getting everybody together than blowing a bit of gunpowder into the air. So I love fireworks, of course, everybody does. They're pretty and they have a wow factor. But we can replace that with something better. And previously, Mr. Hyde had been a great supporter of that idea. He seems to have become very sentimental in his old age. But I think you're right, it is a bastardised version. It's spread too thin. Why not spend all our money, if we must have fireworks, spend it on the children's fireworks display at 9:30 when the families are in there. There are not many families still hanging around at midnight. Most people have gone to a party or somewhere else. So I just don't think that it's economically sensible in these lean times. Our budget has been balanced, apparently, but that's because of massive cut in services and loss of a third of our staff. So I don't think that's anything particularly to boast about. And last time we had fireworks there, we set the backs of the Torrens on fire. And you might remember, Ali, it was in the middle of a huge fire disaster across Australia. So I think for the driest state, city in the driest continent, maybe we need to be turning away from fireworks and looking at other ways to celebrate New Year's Eve.